Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Wherever you're listening throughout the world, it's Dr. Mitch, of course, with Irina. We talk look good, we talk feel good, and we talk have great sex. No, we're not afraid of the topics. This is an open line talk show where you can call in, ask questions. There's no judgment. We're bent towards the natural method, of course, and you're easily able to ask any question. You should never be too shy and pick up the phone and do it as soon and early in the show as you possibly can. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. It's basically the same. So good afternoon, everyone. If you're in California in the Los Angeles area, welcome KMET, KMET, 1490 AM for joining us as well. Irina, good afternoon, honey. Thanks for being with me, and we're doing the show together.
So, I know, it's fun.
It is fun. So we want to talk about what kind of people do you get to see when you go to a doctor, and is it confusing? And a lot of you may really have a handle on this, many don't. So the first thing I want to speak about today is when you go to a doctor's office, you may not be seeing an actual doctor. You may be seeing somebody else instead of the doctor. So there are people with MD degrees. There are people with DO degrees. There are people with PA degrees. There are people with NP degrees. There's an RN. There's an ND. Yeah, I know. So you should be really aware of the difference, because the truth is you may not be seeing a traditional doctor when you go. And that's okay. And spot. But if you look at Canada, for example, Canada only has 1.2 actual family doctors per 1,000 people. The United States is just 0.3. It's less than one family doctor per 1,000 people. And that's why we have this tremendous alphabet soup. Well, you're part of that, so you'll be able to explain that, right?
Yeah, and I think the part of the reason is because a lot of doctors don't want to do the family practice, right? The internal medicine, they tend to go to specialties, and I think it has to do a lot with the reimbursement and all the bureaucracy that's behind it now.
It is. And the reason, too, is the doctors are burned out. If you look at the statistics across the country, the family doctors pretty much in the general internists are burned out. They're tired of practicing. They have to see 30 patients a day just to keep up making what they made 3 or 4 years ago, let alone making more. And then you add to that going to hospitals, and lots of hospitals now are buying physician practices. And because they're part of a large network, they are telling these doctors you must see between 16 and 25 patients per day.
And also on top of that, they tell them how to practice medicine, right? They don't let them really do what they think is the best for the patients all the time. They have to go by the core measures and other directives.
Yeah, so there are directives. If you belong to an HMO or you belong to any kind of healthcare system, like, for example, a system like even insurance or Medicare, there is a certain amount of things the physician or the advanced practitioner must do every time you come, or several times. Not even that, but they may be forced to specifically do or give you a medicine, even if you're really not a candidate for it. We'll talk a lot more about that when we get back. Our number, give us a call anywhere you're listening, is at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. You can text, because some people don't like to talk. Just text us the question to 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. We're here with you for the next hour talking look good, feel good, and have great sex. CRN One Talk Radio, AM at 1490 AM. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back with lots more.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. If you take a moment to listen, we're going to be able to finally give you some real answers about how you can look good and how you can feel good, and real questions and real answers about sex. We don't hold back, and we certainly are not going to be judgmental about the question you may have. It's easy to do. Just give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH, and it translates to 855-376-4824. If you'd like to text the question, you could do that at 561-508. Nope, sorry, don't do that one. 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. Either way, we're talking about different topics in medicine. We want to complete the concept that when you go to a doctor's office, you may not be seeing an MD or a DO, the true family doctors. Well, there are many family doctors, but anyway, not a physician that you normally think of. However, there are others. You may be seeing what's called a physician's assistant, which works with a doctor. They go to school a lot less, but they're often very capable of handling some of the typical things that you go to the doctor for, like a sore throat, high blood pressure, and things of this nature. In addition, you can end up seeing a nurse practitioner. Now, a nurse practitioner is first a nurse. They go to school, become a nurse. That takes about 4 years, of course. And then after that, they get a master's degree, and they pretty much have practice rights equal to the PAs, but even more, because in most states, can't they practice on their own? You're a nurse practitioner. They have more practice right typically than a PA, correct?
Yes, I think that's about the supervision of the doctor, really. That's what it's about. But we have a lot of PAs going to the hospitals. They're doing their rounds independently. They treat the patients independently. I think the doctor has to then come and sign the charts off and stuff like
eventually.
That. Eventually.
Can a nurse practitioner write a narcotic if they believe someone needs it for pain?
Yes, in certain instances. In Florida, it's kind of a new thing that we can, but you have to have a narcotic number. You have to go through special training and stuff like that.
I got it. So they found that in 1999, 25% of people that went to a doctor's office ended up seeing a 25% ended up seeing a allied professional like a nurse practitioner or a PA. Now it's more than 60%. So if you're wondering who you're going to see, you want to know more about it, you're concerned, you don't have to be. Most of these other folks are trained very well. But if you insist and you want to see your physician and you would like to see only an MD or a DO, then you must sometimes say, I only want, when you make your appointment, I only want to see this particular doctor or that. I do not want to see any other doctor when I go. Now, of course, if you're going for more of a natural approach, you need to find either a naturopath or a nurse practitioner, or particularly a doctor like myself, who specializes only in what we call integrative medicine. Integrative medicine is the marriage of regular medicine with the natural medicine. So look around before you make any of these decisions, because that will help you to decide really who you're going to see, and that way you're not blindsided when you want to go.
Well, the problem is, though, when you are sick and you need to see somebody today, your doctor might already have 25 patients on his or her schedule, so they cannot see you. But I usually tell the patients that come for this acute visit, I'll treat them, of course, and then I'll tell them, make your follow-up with the doctor if you want to see them. Some patients only want to see me. Some only want to see the doctor. Some don't care, but really we try to do that once a year. Every single patient in that practice has to see the doctor. It's still his practice.
But pretty much, I would imagine that you're competent, sweetheart, for seeing these patients and the nurse practitioners in their each of their specialty fields, like you're in general internist nurse practitioner. Each one is pretty competent in pretty much most of the diagnosis and treatment, and the doctor's there for maybe the tip of the iceberg or those cases that are a lot more difficult.
Yeah, that's true. But also, we want to have clear communication with the between the providers, because we have four providers in that practice, and the patients frequently end up seeing several providers during the year. So, you know, when I have a patient, for example, that I feel that need to go to the hospital, or somebody that I'm putting, let's say it's Friday and their blood pressure was really high and I'm treating them, I let the doctor know, because he might get a phone call during the weekend.
So he's aware.
Yeah, so he's always aware of those more critical patients. So he doesn't have to call me, hey, what's going on? You saw this patient last, you know, always tell him, I'm thinking of sending this one to the hospital, or let them know what's going on.
So more and more, you're going to be seeing more of the non-MD or DOs when you go to a doctor's office because of some of the things that we just discussed. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. Questions, comments, go ahead and give us a holler at 855-376-4824. We're here for you, and we'll give you some good answers. High blood pressure is one of the things that nurse practitioners and PAs handle pretty readily, and they're trained properly, especially in the medication. Now, we're more towards the natural side of thing, but because high blood pressure is growing in prevalence, scientists now are have a growing interest in something that you would never have thought about before, and yet it's here now, and that is the gut bacteria. You're probably saying, what in the world does that have anything to do with the bacteria that's in my gut and high blood pressure? Well, guess what? It has a lot to do with other diseases like Parkinson's. It has to do with your brain neurotransmitters that it makes. It has to do with your overall immune system. Believe it or not, a lot more than we ever thought. Depression, obesity, all are related to the gut in many, many ways. And now the newest thing we're finding out in blood pressure is if your gut's not good, your blood pressure may not be good. Now, how does your gut get bad? So what are some of the things that where the bacteria, which we call the microbiome.
How about you take an antibiotic?
Exactly. If you take an antibiotic even one time, your gut now is completely changed. If a child actually is born through a C-section, they do not have the proper gut microbiome to begin with. If you find someone, for example, if you drink a lot of tap water, something so simple as tap water going to a restaurant, or in a restaurant they mix the tap water when you ask for orange juice or something else.
And ice.
And ice, that's right. If that comes from tap water, many of the cities, if not most, are chlorinated because of all the bacteria and junk in our water. And so if that bacteria is in there, they're using actually chlorinated water, what does chlorine do? When we go swimming, it kills the bacteria in the pool. So what do you think it does when you drink water into your gut? It kills the proper bacteria. Now, often we have 400 to 500 different species of bacteria in our gut. And basically we find that we have probably trillions of bacterial cells there. And when we change that complexion, which means that if we eat an antibiotic or we take a probiotic or a different type of bacteria, or we drink water or whatever, that's going to change significantly. We'll come back. I'll finish that thought. Listen to your thoughts. You know how to get us. 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Or you could text us to 561-789-1588. CRN1 Talk Radio, lots more to go. With the look good, feel good, and have great sex, came at 1490 AM. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Hull. Don't miss the newest couple on the air, myself and Mike Horn. We're together in the lounge, you know, here at CRN Digital Talk Radio. Call in and join us for talk radio like you've never heard talk radio before.
It's the legendary Dave Hull returning to the radio airwaves. That's right. Join Dave Hull and yours truly, Michael Horn, Fridays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And throughout the weekend, check out all the information at crntalk.com, crntalk.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat, I would flip and flop all night, I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER. For a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Dennis Bono Show live from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Enjoy this fun-filled hour with my celebrity friends as they perform, visit, and have lots of fun with me in front of a live audience in the showroom at the South Point Hotel. Please join me Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch with Irina right here with you every Sunday from 3 to 4 Eastern Time, or if you're in the Pacific area, then the time zone, of course, would be noon to 1. You can also not only find us on the radio, CRN Talk Radio, or KMET 1490 AM, you can also find us by going to facebook.com/CRN Talk. And Logan has done just that, and she writes a question we should answer on Logan's question.
Okay, go ahead.
She says her husband of 15 years was doing nothing. There was never a problem. Now she notes that he's basically every night snoring, and is it indicative of anything going on? Well, Logan, it probably does mean something is going on. Now, it doesn't have to be a very bad thing, but there's no question if he wasn't snoring previously for 15 years and now he is, there is an issue. The very first thing that you want to think of before we give you some solutions is, does he stop? In other words, does he get apnea? Does he breathe and suddenly he stops breathing and then has to, you know, catch his breath? If he has that, then immediately he needs a sleep study. If it's just snoring, then you have to look for some of the underlying reasons, and we might be able to give you some solutions. Irina, what are some of the reasons that we can help Logan with about that can be causing some of the snoring that her husband's experiencing?
But this first one, I guess, does not apply to Logan's husband because she said that he is not overweight, did not gain any weight. But that's one of the things that generally you want to correct if you are overweight, and it's going to make the snoring worse.
And if someone is overweight, they found that within 2 to 3 years, if you lose 25% of your overweight, you stop snoring. That's not the case in Logan's husband's case, though.
Chronic allergies could be part of it, whether it be through with food or respiratory allergies. We don't know much about his history. So
one of the solutions for that that you brought up with Logan is to maybe make sure you can use the tape to open up his nose. Or for one or two nights, if it's okay with his doctor, get some Afrin, A-F-R-I-N, nasal spray. You can't use it a lot or become addicted to it, addicted in the sense that his nose won't open without it. But for a couple nights, it's a good way of testing him. And put 2 to 4 sprays in each nostril, let him lay down. Once the nose is wide open, then you'll be able to determine whether he stops snoring or not. If he does, you know there may be an allergic component, and then your family practice physician, PCP, or allergist may be the right person to say. What's another reason?
And also structural problems in the nose, like deviated septum or polyps, could cause snoring.
Sure, that's true. Mm-hmm. And that an ENT would be able to tell him. What else?
Drinking alcohol, smoking. Again, we don't know much about his history, so it's hard to tell. But those would be too, and also taking sedatives. Sometimes the sleeping pills that supposedly helping us to sleep can cause snoring.
And one of the ways they do that, and Logan, this is one of the most important things of why probably your husband is having this, the palate. If you know what a palate is, we have a soft palate and a hard palate. That's when you stick your finger in your mouth and push it to the roof of your mouth. The roof of your mouth is called the palate. It starts to droop in the back, and when it droops, actually, it causes that person to snore. Now, there are a couple things that are very, very benign that you could do for him. And one of the things that you could do is first have him sleep on his left side. Most snorers stop snoring on their left side. It relaxes the palate goes back, and they can have a full airway. The other thing that really helps the palate has been found if you can get him to sing. Now, if he's a poor singer, maybe he'll sing when he's not around you. But if he's a good singer, if you get him to sing, really sing out 15 minutes a day after somewhere between 30 and 60 days, it strengthens that palate, and he'll begin to rest again, and it will stay up, and it won't be droopy. Those are the things that you can try.
And raising the head of the bed, that helps.
Yeah, raise the head of the bed to about 30 degrees if that's possible. If that was helpful, I'm glad. If you need more information, you have very easy ways of getting back to us. You know how to write a note on Facebook, which you just did, and Mike, my producer, will get it right to me. The other way you can always get us during the show is just to call 855-DR-MITCH. So if you call 855-DR-MITCH, Mike is right there to get the call, or 855-376-4824. It's the same number you'll get through. You can text us as well, and the texting number is 561-789-1588. That's 561-789-1588. And that's how you get us during this show. And we get questions like Logan gave us. We're here to give you answers. We're going to give you different answers than most, but we're going to give you the best of all worlds, the Western model and the natural. Came at 1490 AM. Thanks for being with us. Stay with us. We're here for the top of the hour. And of course, CRN1 worldwide. We're here talking. Look good, feel good, and have great sex. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. And of course, we'll be right back after these messages.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat. I would flip and flop all night. I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch right here. We're here with you from 3 to 4 Eastern today, Sundays, of course, and that goes for Pacific time, somewhere between noon and 1, of course. Well, not somewhere, it is. And Mike's our board operator and our producer today, came at 1490 a.m. listening. You can either be listening on that all through the Los Angeles greater area, or you could be listening on CRN1, or you could be on Facebook. And for those of you that want to be able to call in, you just call the number 855 Dr. Mitch. That's 855-376-4824. That's how you get us. Or you can text if you like to 561-789-1588. Those on Facebook, just type your question. We'll pick it up right from there, just as we did with Logan and now with Dale. Dale, thank you so much for your question. His question was about if there's any scientific evidence, so to speak, that CBD, you know, which is in real heavily now, does well for topical pain. Dale, the answer to that is there are. European journals have also has looked at this, and we've seen it in autoimmune diseases helping. The Journal of Experimental Medicine actually talked about it in a separate study, that it does reduce pain and inflammation. If you're going to use CBD topically, of course, you want to make sure you get a really good product, but couple it with something more natural with it. Like I like curcumin. Curcumin's one of my favorite substances. There's more than 2,500 or more different articles have been written on curcumin. It has been cited in more than 800 diseases, believe it or not. And I think if you marry the two, and no, just don't depend on one thing is what I'm saying, Dale. If you depend on just CBD or just this or just that, you may be disappointed. But layering natural types of approaches to pain, it's excellent. So get a good CBD, put it on your skin, check out an amazing curcumin, the best there is. We call it our optimized curcumin. You can always go to our website, which is imconsult.us. That's imconsult, imconsult.us. And you can always actually leave a message there if you miss anything in any of our shows. They're archived there. And again, you can see all the products. In this case, that does great. So if you take the CBD oil, put it on topically, take the curcumin, use it 2-4 times a day, you have a formidable weapon against when it's some topical pain. The only thing you must be aware of, if it's really deep, like if it's in a knee, sometimes the CBD oil or what it's in does not have the consistency or the vehicle to drive it in deep enough. But try it. If it's a superficial pain or a muscle pain, it really works. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good. And also the infrared heat. We have been using the pads, I don't know now, for what, 10 years?
Easy.
I love it all the time, you know, with my neck pain and my back issues. And we have the sauna or the smaller pads for local. It depends where your pain is at. That's also on the website.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. Thanks. If you use the infrared along with the CBD and the curcumin, you really have a great matchup. Again, Dale, thank you for watching and listening on Facebook. And again, for your question, if you are on Facebook now, just type your question. If you want to just text us one, it's 561-789-1588. And if you want to call in, and sometimes that's the best because I get more answers for you. That's 855-376-4824. Same thing, 855-DR-MITCH. And talking about good things, people are all now, you know, drinking water. We're trying to get, look here, I'm sitting here drinking some water, not my coffee. I've had it already today. And here's the issue of concern now. They're saying that pretty much all the plastic, and you've heard about it, the water systems are getting loaded with it. Now we have to worry about what we call microplastics. Now, microplastics are tiny, tiny little pieces of plastic that leach from your bottled water. They're all over the ocean. We've dumped so much plastic. And what's happened is because we put all this plastic, the fish are eating it. They're getting it in their system. We eat fish. If you eat fish, and we're getting in our system. But most important thing is water. So we think water, we go and we spend a lot of money on water, which is typically more expensive than gasoline. We buy the bottled water. You do it too. You bring it home too. Mm-hmm. But a new research from Orb Media or the State University of New York in Fredonia, they found evidence that microparticle contamination, this means plastic. Now, mind you, the body doesn't know from plastic. Plastic is round for millions of years. It's not like the typical toxin that comes into the body. The liver can work on it. The liver either takes a water-soluble toxin or an oil type of toxin, what we call lipid-soluble, packages it, either gets rid of it through the kidney and through the urine or through the gallbladder and out through the fecal route. This is different. They can't process this. The liver has no, and I mean no, chemical process to break down plastics. So these are going to affect the way we live. They're going to affect the way you, how long you live. They're going to affect the morbidity. You're going to get sick by eating them. Okay. So here's the deal. If you're going to drink out of, get up some water, just have this fact in your mind. If you don't remember it perfectly, it doesn't matter. But there are microparticles of plastic contamination in 93% of the bottled waters they tested. And just to give you an idea, they tested 259 different ones from 11 brands purchased at 19 locations in 9 different countries. That's solid proof that we have contamination and we're getting this. Now, this is not safe. Our government's not going to say it's safe. Our government's not even going to say that it's not safe. The BBC is not going to say it's not safe. And we're talking about massive amounts of the plastic bottles. Coca-Cola, they say itself, no offense to them, but they're responsible of putting 100 billion plastic bottles into our waterway as it is. It's in the plastic. We have these things that are called bisphenols. They are hormone disruptors. They increase your risk for cancer. Stop drinking out of plastic. Just because you need some water, buy the bottled one. I think you can handle that. This is Dr. Mitch coming back in a few minutes for the next component of our show. Just give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. If you like texting, 561-789-1588. Or if you're on Facebook, just type it. Mike's there. We're going to talk to you no matter what. We have answers. You give me the question. We're going to help you. 38 years of doing this. I think we can help you. I will try my very best. CRN1 Talk Radio or AM at 1490 AM. Dr. Mitch, you want to look good, feel good, have great sex? You better be asking me questions. I'll be right back after this.
This is the entertainment answer. Disney's live-action Lion King looks to reign over the box office as we see another of these remakes hit the big screen. Now, it isn't the last one, but might be the most anticipated, and it does look fantastic, and diehard fans need to make sure they catch this on IMAX, or at least the biggest screen in their area. Now, for those still asking, why do we need these? There are still some other solid original choices at your Cineplex. Lion King rated PG and destined to top the box office this week and several more to come. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just the weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Dr. Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue in Van Nuys in the San Fernando Valley, 8136 Sepulveda Boulevard. Big platters with brisket and spare ribs and pulled pork and hot links. You get the half baby back rib rack, get the full rack, get it all, get the combination. Choose two, you choose three. Brisket, spare ribs, links, pulled pork, chicken breast, ham, baby back ribs. The Hoggly Woggly's Tyler Texas Barbecue. It is my answer when people say, where should I go for great barbecue? And expect to take a lot home. It tastes great the next day.
Destination South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point Las Vegas. Book now online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Okay, we're back. Dr. Mitch at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. You can text to 561-789-1588. It's another way of getting to us. And of course, if you're listening on Facebook, just type a question right there and Mike will pick it up and bring it to us. And that's that may be the good way of doing that. Someone just texted from 20267 area code. Can I shed some light on the two different types of CoQ10? Yes, I can. And what do they each do? Ubiquinol versus ubiquinone. And I appreciate Mary who's asked that question. Well, it's simple, or maybe not. Ubiquinol is an alcohol, not alcohol like you think, but in chemical terms, it's an alcohol form of the CoQ10, ubiquinone, is not. And most say that, for example, the ubiquinone goes to the outside pretty much of the cell membrane. The cell membrane is a tiny microscopic membrane that allows oxygen and other items to go in and out of the cell pretty much unimpeded. So you want that membrane to be healthy. So ubiquinone takes care of pretty much the outside, where ubiquinol often is considered to do more of the inner layer of the cell membrane because it's a bilipid layer. So if you really want to be overly cautious and really want to do the best job you can with CoQ10, then the answer is to take both ubiquinone and ubiquinol. For the average person, 100 milligrams of each twice a day seems to be a great combination. For those who may have some heart problems or diabetics, probably taking a much larger dose, maybe 200 milligrams of ubiquinone and 200 of ubiquinol or more, may be more important for those folks. Great question. Thanks, Mary, for texting us. You can always easily do that. And you can call us, of course, at the 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. I think that's we're right here for you. Now, something that Honolulu just decided, Hawaii, because we're talking about water, and they decided to prohibit the use of chlorpyrifos, which is in residential areas because of development delays in kids. Where are people finding this chemical, Irina? Where are we seeing this chemical?
It's in food items like crops, apples, corn, and wheat, in everything.
What are they using it for?
It's a pesticide.
Ah, so now, of course, it's creeping into our water system as well, plus we're eating it. But it is causing lower birth weight. It's reducing IQ and memory, attention deficit disorder, delayed motor development. So we're now saying, okay, you better be not having this. Hawaii, I think, is the first state that's banning it. And this is pretty much, we could do this all day, right? I mean, we literally can sit here and tell you all day that water is really tainted now. There's chemicals that we can't stop. We talked about one a moment ago in the last segment. We also have chemicals that are not being filtered by the pump stations and the places that are chlorinating the water. There is chlorine that they put in. There's fluoride that's being put in. We have massive amount of hormones because people are using hormones that are getting into the water system, chemotherapy. And guess what? The average or normal person without any ailments is drinking this. And of course, it is affecting our children. It's affecting the adults as well. So what is the word to the wise? I mean, you could say like, so what do we do with all this?
Well, I wanted to ask you that straw that you order for us, for water straw, does that filter these little particles?
I think it filters pretty much. I don't know if I don't know if it can filter microplastic. It probably can. I think most of the filters are close to a 0.22 micron, which pretty much removes almost all bacteria and lots of the viruses. But
and what about the reverse osmosis system that we use?
I like that a lot because a reverse osmosis pretty much at the end of the day, all the halogens, the fluoride, the bromine, the chlorine, then there's the carbon filters. They're all removing the excess of the bacteria. And of course, all the other materials are removed as well. So you're not going to have the pesticide, insecticides. If you're going, folks, to depend upon the community and the government or your local government to take and give you the best water there is, sorry, that's never going to happen. A, they can't keep up with it. Even if they had the intention, it would cost a small fortune. And then again, it would take a long time for them to gear the changes. And then, of course, something else ends up in the water system. The best advice I can give you with Irina as follows, and that is become responsible for your health. I mean, if you're not, who in the world's going to be responsible for your health? All you need to do basically is to start considering using a reverse osmosis filter in your house and certainly have a carbon filter along with it.
Drinking from glass water,
drinking
containers,
bottled glass water. Consider eating only organic so you're not getting most of these pesticides, insecticides on it, no matter what anyone says, because there are special interests that try to tell you it doesn't matter. It does matter, and it will make a difference. By doing something and taking your own health for yourself, your family, in your hands, you're going to do a much better job than expecting anybody or any government agency to actually take care of you because they have secondary things in their head as well. We'll come back when we do. You want to be guaranteed a second date after your first date? Well, I'll tell you which course it is that makes the difference. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Last chance to text at 561-789-1588 or Facebook, just hit it. and just type us a note, that would be fine as well. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show at KMET 1490 AM and CRN One Talk Radio. If you look good, feel good, have great sex, well, that's what we're here for. We'll be right back with what course is the best for the next day.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363, 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose bringing us back to the last segment of our Dr. Mitch Show today, where we try to educate you on how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. 38 years plus now of writing 4 textbooks, hundreds of articles, lecturing all over the world, having lots and lots of doctors as patients in the hundreds, and putting myself together with my wife, Irina. We bring to you the best of really all worlds, which is everything that can help you get healthy with a bent always towards the natural medicine. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH if you want to get a quick question in, or 855-376-4824. So you want to go on a date. We're going to give you a little, we could give dating advice because we know how to do that. So we're going to give you a little dating advice. This is not ours per se, but we'll give our own simultaneously. And one of the things they did a study on, and I don't know how they ever come up with these studies, I don't know, but they do. It's amazing. If you go on a date, so they started looking at habits. The psychologist at Leeds University analyzed some of the habits on a particular show. Daily Mail from England started to put together about 60 dates and how couples, what they did with food during that date, etc. And I guess there are do's and don'ts to do on your first date. You know, the one that people always talk about, if you don't want, you know, a second date, is obviously don't talk about yourself constantly. Men, you need to ask questions about the women. Don't tell them how great you are, at least not on the first date. By the second date, you can tell them how great you are. But in the first one, it's nice to listen to them and ask them the questions. But I did preface this before the break by asking, you know, which of these dates pretty much have been seen to guarantee the second date? Is it the appetizer or the alcohol before? Is it the appetizer? Is it the main course, or is it the dessert? Well, according to this study, they found that it was the dessert to be the most popular dish, that if you split it, meaning guys or girls don't look like a horse and take three cupcakes and eat them and don't go ahead and, you know, just get all this mess. But if you say to your date that evening, well, let's see if we can find, and the guys, you can do this too, let's see if we can find a dessert that we both can like and then share it. One of the cute thing, maybe you have a forkful and you give her a forkful. Hopefully she doesn't have EBV or, you know,
I know,
mono.
On the first date, I would not want to be sharing my fork with anybody.
Yeah, but
it's like, just keep your own fork.
Well, but so what do? You like cut the cake and say, here's half for you, half for me?
No,
or we'll have creme.
You put
creme
it in
brulee.
The middle and you just use
yeah,
your
yeah, but,
own
but sooner
fork.
Or later, you're still mixing your saliva. Okay. But isn't that like the first date, a kiss is supposed to go with it sometimes, or no?
I don't know.
Well,
I guess.
Anyway, so they found that basically if you share your dessert, that is the most likely thing to allow for that second date to come about. I don't know. Did I share a dessert with you on my first date? I don't remember.
Well, what you do is that you usually say that you don't want a dessert, so, and I order one, and then you immediately, as soon as it gets to the table, you just grab a fork and start eating it.
No, but that's now.
I don't know if you did that at the beginning. Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if I did that in the very first. I can't remember the first date I had. What, is only 1 minute? Is that what you said, Mike? Oh my gosh, we went so fast. All right, next week we'll talk about maybe what not to do on dates or what to do on dates. We're back every Sunday at this time from basically 3 to 4 Eastern. It's Pacific time is noon to 1. And we're here to help you to live your life better. Tell some one person this week, hey, listen to the show. We've done this a long time. I've worked for Jamie Foxx and done that show. I've been nationally syndicated. Now I'm so happy to be part of CRN One Talk Network. And, of course, so proud to also be on TMET 1490 AM. Until next week, thank you, my sweetheart, for being with us. And you, Mike, for helping us so much. God bless everyone. Mom, I love you. We'll talk to you soon, everyone. Be healthy. See you next week.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?